You're saying that you're still new at all this, and that you could essentially, if you're as new as you say you are, then that means you can truly begin rebranding yourself. I would definitely put you in contact with people who can help you with logo design. If not, I will help you. There are tons of people who do all types of targeted promotion. If you want to rebrand yourself, like if you got the time, when you post on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat and stuff, you gotta use tags and keywords and stuff. That really does help. It really does.
Definitely. Yeah, because I do also wonder, I do appreciate, I know you can be harsh, but I'm going to say this right now. I do appreciate it that you try to stay down to earth, because not many people, kind of like you or my close friend, Cheers White, still, because I'm kind of surprised that you're even, I'm going to be honest, Hunter is a very, very small YouTuber, and I'm even pretty surprised, like someone big as like yourself came in and it's like, oh, I'm a big fan of your, it's like, wow, oh, that's, it's like something of your caliber is pretty big. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it and all, he really does, but I'm just like, you don't usually meet people who seem to, who are really ahead but are still down to earth. You don't really meet many people like that, eh?
I greatly appreciate that. That I'm glad that you were able to witness something for Hunter and take appreciation for something that happened for someone else. That is a true marvelous character trait that I believe every human should possess. Thank you for stating that. My interaction with him was something that made you feel good. And I'm glad it did do good for him. And I meant it. Everything I've said about the both of you, I've meant. The strength in his voice and as far as I can see him being very, very far.
I've got,
It's gonna take a lot of work and it's gonna take a lot of overcoming, himself as well as in your journey. There's gonna be a lot that you'll have to overcome. But you
that's why
both
I'm
will eventually grow.
That's why I've decided, I've done my part to help, including helping make thumbnails and offer suggestions like Reddit reading, among other things, and stuff like that. Hell, even he knew that I'm actually planning to make a franchise and among other stuff. Like, I'm actually thinking of, because I had a talk with Pedro, another furry who's still a close loyal friend of mine. He's in the server as well. He's actually planning, he's already trying to improve his drawings, and maybe hopefully he can get some tips and tricks from you as well. Like the question, just a bit of a question, because I don't want to bother you. The thing is, I don't want to bother you too much. That's the thing. So how do I holler at you when, if we need help or stuff like that? I don't
Anything.
know. I don't want you too much.
One,
That's the
you,
thing.
I don't think there's anybody that could actually truly bother me. I'm the kind of person who can make time for people, make space for people. Me, just you hit me up on Discord, Patreon, Instagram, I mean, Snapchat, Facebook. I'm available. Like my phone and laptop are pretty much always with me. And
Because
I mean, we got Zoom. We got, excuse me. Oh, they're gonna hear that one. There's all types of things. You can always hit me up, but we definitely should wrap this up because I'm yawning on the stream now. But look, I sent you a link. I definitely want you to check it out. It's about the old game, Legend of Dragoon. I think it'll help you in your creation of your world. I think if you, I don't know if you play any games on PC or I know you could have played it on the P4. I don't know if you could play it on the P5, but if it's on the PlayStation Network, I'm not sure. But in terms of dragon lore and armor and wars and stuff like that, it's a very good game. So check it out. It'll would definitely spark up some creativity. In the meantime, it's been a wonderful conversation. I greatly appreciate every point of you opening up. You know, you and Hunter are definitely, you know, I'm glad. If I can open up and connect and get guys who are as creative and as unique as you two to open up.
Yeah.
I'm very aware.
Hey, Wonder.
Hold on.
Hey, DC.
Hey.
We got somebody
Wonder,
else.
Wonder, this friend of ours here.
Hey, give me one second real quick, because I want to go ahead and get this wrapped up. But matter of fact, you know what? What's up, Hunter? Because we's in the middle of a podcast right now, so I'm actually pause this real quick. So to give you an idea, Hunter, we was actually in the middle of at the end of a long podcast. We were pretty much going over the creative aspects of creating a book, manga, anime, animation, you know, everything from, you know, your antagonist, protagonist, the overall lesson and learned, you know, story within the arc of your characters and whatnot. I mean, just driving obstacles. We were just going over it all, the whole character building process. And essentially what we're doing is having a podcast show that teaches people how to essentially create. And it's something that I'm glad that I've decided to do, because even in this conversation with Hunter and ADC, I've learned that there are things that I know that they don't know, and it was good to pass that knowledge on to them. So guys that are listening to the podcast, that's going to wrap it up for this show. I definitely will get Hunter in on probably another podcast and let you guys get to meet him, you know, get to know him and see what's going on. But in the meantime, you guys have a wonderful holiday season. Make sure to take time, stay blessed with your family, build good memories, and have a wonderful, wonderful, safe, and blessed Happy New Year's. This is Yehoshua out. Peace.